With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Monday, the 4th of June, Steel Wars will be debuting its new live stream call-in show. You can watch as my guests and I talk the week's news and take listener calls. Hope to see you this Monday night at youtube.com/Steel Wars. This spoiler-free reaction to Solo, A Star Wars Story is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars.
All right, we are out of the movie. I'm here with Amanda Ward and Jason Ward.
Hi.
Fellow movie attendees. Do you have a lemonade?
I do.
If you
check our numbers, we're seat partners.
Yeah, that is very strange.
Very nice.
All right, so we're out of the film. Non-spoiler.
Han dies.
That was the other one.
Oh. Han's cynicism dies, then grows back.
Hmm?
A Star Wars story. A Star Wars story. All right, where you at? I'm like pretty good,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't have this like the full Star Wars punch.
It did. It definitely lacked like mysticism and stuff like that. So there was an element of general Star Wars that is missing there, based off of that. But I felt like it was a Star Wars movie that I could watch all the time. Like when my kid says, let's watch Star Wars, put one on, that's going to be the one I just put on because it's just easy and it's fun and it doesn't require me to like really get into like, you know, Jyn Erso sacrificed. It's not that kind of movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
What about you, Amanda?
I liked it. I need to see the second time.
But she likes me, so what is your opinion?
I need to see the second time before I know if I loved it. But I felt like it was, for me, I'm the kind of fan that I am, which is a fan of all of the movies. For me, it was the nostalgia film, almost, that like The Force Awakens is for some other people.
Yeah, I thought maybe the nostalgia things when they tried to play that fiddle, metaphorically speaking, it didn't hit because it was a different actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know, you had to remember, like, oh yeah, that's Han Solo. That's poignant.
But even just beyond Han, just the film in general itself.
Mm.
There were some times it really looked like Anthony and Gruber. No, it was. I mean, there were times when I was completely sold that he was Han, and then his voice would just speak in a higher register or something, and I would be like, "That's I don't know." And then I would be like, "Well, Jason, it's young Han. Just deal with it."
When he wasn't talking, it was almost so easy to believe.
Yeah, I kind of thought that some of the most poignant Han Solo bits were in the trailer or the. I felt like I've seen them, like the best like. Oh my God, Han Solo was in the actual, in the promo material.
It's not like a spoiler that the Kessel Run is in at this point. We can talk about that, right?
I hope it's not, guys.
My thing was, when I enjoyed that sequence so much in the movie, but when I think about it now, I wonder, am I going to like it on a repeat viewing? I don't know. So I actually need to see the movie again to know if like some of the big features of it, like do they hold up on multiple viewings like that one?
What did you think of the action?
So the action would go, I think there was sort of a good kinetic feel, like the stuff that you've probably seen in the TV spots where Han's like Lando throws the gun to Han and he catches it, they kind of are going at it. But then it does the Star Wars thing where they do just kind of just go pew, 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 pew. And it's like, it's stuff that we've had in Star Wars before, so it's hard to knock it. But then it's also kind of like, in a way, it's a little egregious at moments. But I also had a problem with like the aliens, like the guards and stuff. Like, your alien voice is here to see you. There was like kind of like that happened. That kind of stuff happened a lot. I could have used a little bit less of that. And I know that sounds dumb, but that's what introduces you to scenes. It's like your exposition at times. And so sometimes that exposition was a little corny, even for Star Wars.
But the action, it did do that sort of like pew pew and like, but it was also very varied. There was hand to hand combat. There was like,
Yeah.
There was pew pew pew.
Yeah.
And then pew pew.
But
and then just a single pew.
There's like one shot, and it's not. I don't think it's like a big deal. But it's what made me, I think, love the movie. Is, you know, like in Star Wars, you'll see Han Solo, and he's like on the like little walkway to the Falcon, and he's like runs away.
Yeah.
There's some, like in this movie, that happens. But then you keep following Han as he's still shooting, like into then you follow him in there, and like when I was watching it, I'm like, yeah, this isn't just like Han that we saw in the other movies, and it's just a bunch of it. He's the hero, obviously, so you stick with it, and that's where I was like, I felt like I was actually watching a Han Solo movie, and not just a big Star Wars movie with everybody else's parts cut but Han's.
Yeah, and it's also it kind of fits. It's almost like this Han that we're seeing now is a little more inexperienced, a little bit more green, I guess. So he's out shooting longer than he probably should be, and you're spending more time trying to pull back from the battle. Whereas the Han we know, it's like, ah, oh, fuck you guys, I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
A couple of blasts and he's gone.
But they do a good job of like Han is the good guy, even though he's like wants to be the selfless smuggler. He is the good guy. And constantly in the movie, he's doing things almost selfishly for gain or to get out of trouble, but then along the way does a bunch of heroic stuff. And so it's a way, they did a good job of selling Han as a hero before he does the heroic stuff for the rebellion later on. Like you can see, he's a good person.
In another film.
Yeah.
In the film. In Star Wars A New Hope. Don't get confused, everyone.
The sequel to this one.
We just had to move for a second, okay?
We teleported.
Yeah, because security asked us to move, and like good shills, we went, yes sir, we will move now. And we moved. And we thanked Kathleen for moving us on, so it was good. But we're back, we've just been moved, and Lando. Let's talk about Lando.
Lando was great. Lando, when in that room, even when Donald Glover walked in, he got a bigger clap than Lucas and everybody else.
No, not than Lucas.
Not than Lucas.
I think than Lucas.
Okay, we should talk about it. So when everyone walked in, they got different amounts of claps.
Oh, I got buckets with stickers on them too.
Dan, Sal, what's your rating of the film? Non-spoiler.
Super good, super fun, super fun. Always fun.
What about you, Liz?
Did you like it? What was it?
I love it. Very different. Very awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it lacked the Jedi-ness.
Yeah.
I think that,
Definitely.
Yeah. You gotta have lightsabers, but it was still good without.
But in all seriousness, the part I like the best is at the very end when the guy's like taking the bandages off and then you see it's Dengar.
Crazy. And then it's his ship, they have the houndstooth and everything.
All right, back. People are going to be very annoyed with these. You know, they don't know about the
Dengar. No spoilers.
No Dengar spoilers, you guys. No Dengar spoilers.
I saw somebody talking about, like, I hope Chewbacca doesn't die in this one. How?
I would leave that. I would leave that Facebook group immediately.
Were you guys upset when his bandoliers died?
No, but to go back to your original thing, was that it? I thought that it, Lando didn't feel like a 45-minute Billy Dee Williams impression that was like a skit in a comedy show. And it did a pretty good job of giving Lando his own like agency. I didn't feel like he was completely attached to Han and only there to make Han interesting.
Yeah.
Like, Lando was a good character, well-written, and had his own shit going on for the movie.
Yeah, I felt like Lando and Han, they were both doing their thing, like as actors or whatever. And then when they interacted, it was sort of like, yeah, this is what I've got. What do you got? Sort of like they weren't, they were sort of on their own paths. And then when they interacted, it was like a sweet little like mix up. But I think what I was saying before with the action, like without like a lightsaber battle or like an X-Wing TIE fighter dogfight, like I think like the action levels were pretty down.
It's a lot of running again.
Yeah, and like you've got the train, yeah, the conveyor, but we've sort Convey-X. Of
Conveyx.
Sorry, everyone.
It's a train heist.
Train. In Australia we call them the rail trolley. So what are you gonna do?
They almost went
space
with that.
Torch. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, space torch, all that stuff. But yeah, I thought that
space trolley.
The action was pretty mellow compared to every other Star Wars movie.
Yeah, it did. But for Han, like the stuff in the train sequences and stuff like that, was a little bit more like Indiana Jones-ish than we've seen Han Solo before too.
Very true. Yeah.
It was intense, but it wasn't intense in like the Jedi intensity. It was just like a different kind of like it was all, like you said, it was all running but intense. Train stuff.
What did you make of Han Solo?
I thought it was cool. I thought he was good. I just thought sometimes he didn't look as young as I think he should look. But like he did a good job. The acting was there.
Yeah.
The character was good.
Sometimes his haircut looked like a toddler's.
I liked his hair.
Well, that's because it's supposed to be 70s.
His hair's on point.
You think anybody with 70s hair is not?
I liked all the hair. I mean,
no, no. What I liked that it was the first Star Wars movie where the whole cast wasn't asexual. Like Han is interested in Kira. Kira's interested in him. Like that kind of thing. That was nice to see after so many movies where like everybody is like kind of like has Skype dates. Yeah, I almost, you know, can't go too far with it. Obviously, it's spoilers.
It's Star Wars or Red Shoot.
Yeah, but it was great. A little bit of romance was nice to see back in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Even though at first it was a little unsettling because I was like,
what about the princess?
That's not your princess.
Later.
It's not my layer.
Yeah. No, like I always tell Corey, you gotta get some practice in, or when it matters, you won't be good at it. That's what that is.
Corey's not gonna get it.
Don't disperse this video with Corey talk, please. There is so many like sweet like Easter eggs, some blatant, some not so blatant, but and some that are just like, how is this happening?
It felt like Ron Howard went to a story group meeting and was like, I'll take that and that and that and that and that and that.
It's like a little
and that sort of and like, that
I like
and
these
that.
Things. Give them to me. I'm gonna use them.
Yeah, if cool.
It was a nice Star Wars buffet.
Yeah.
If you're a reference junkie, wow, you're gonna be snorting references off the cinema floor, just doing hardline references.
Get your reference fix.
Yeah, everyone will get it after without ruining it. But the Beckett reference to an old thing, that was, I love that. For some reason, that like sticks in my head a lot.
Yeah,
I'm really happy about it.
Can't say.
But Beckett's connection to fame. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah. No, that was good.
Yeah.
And the other one, when they were looking for a team, they were like, what if we hire these guys? Why'd you bring them?
Yeah.
That was good too.
I didn't catch that one.
So. That was a good one.
I went to the bathroom. I couldn't help it. I had to go.
Dude.
I ran.
What are all these buckets for?
Oh, and I
buckets and cups and bottles?
Honestly, they're full. That's the problem.
I won't say who it is, but Jason had to go to the bathroom so early in the film, and when he came back, he's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, they just name dropped. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I can't. I wouldn't make up such a bizarre thing.
But like during the movie, there were like moments that just made me elated. I was just so happy about like just moments with Beckett introducing Han and Chewbacca, and I'm like giddy laughing and still looks at me like, what the hell is this guy's problem? Like, what's so funny? What am I missing?
I think our faces were reversed.
Uh-huh.
Like during the Last Jedi premiere, you were very tense, and I was like, and then during this one, you were open mouth, and I was like, is that reference to on the nose? But yeah, we should say so we went through the Millennium Falcon thing, and then, so we're in the cinema, and then as all the stars come in, they get different amounts. Like, they're not announced, people just see them. But then when George Lucas came in, that white thing there, anyone that wasn't standing and clapping, I was just like, just leave. Leave.
That's exactly what I said when it happened too. People, yeah.
That's exactly what
happened. Yeah, we all stood up, and then people were just kind of sitting there and saw George Lucas. And I was like, you guys need to go home. It's done. That's a wrap for you. Go.
It's over.
Please.
Trolley update. It's a trolley update, guys.
That's a conveyance heist, homie. That's a conveyance heist.
LA style.
The homie's got forearms, dude. They're just tucked under the hoodie.
So yeah, we're gonna post, I'll post up a spoiler one in a couple days, so if you're subscribed, you'll get that. And you're gonna do on Now This Is Podcasting.
We're gonna do the breakdown and we're gonna save it until the embargo.
Okay.
So Sal will be there. Hopefully you're gonna be there. Mm. We'll do it.
Alright, but yeah, check the feed because then we'll have a spoiler one up that we're gonna record now but put up later. We were just gonna spill beans. So check the bean spilling now.
So many beans.
There's probably a link just here. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
Hey you guys, thanks so much for listening to our audio version of our instant reaction to Solo, A Star Wars Story. Almost immediately up on the feed will be the spoiler version of this podcast. So the same crew will be going a bit deeper into the plot. So if you've seen the film, hit that one right now. If you enjoyed the episode, give it a retweet and may that force be with you. If you're like me and you want to check out as many quality voices in Star Wars fandom as possible, check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net. Not only is makingstarwars.net the home for the hottest news and rumors in the Star Wars universe, but they have also got a top shelf podcast network. Now This Is Podcasting, Rebel Girl, The Cantina Cast, Blue Harvest, The Rogue One, a podcast for winners, The Sith List, Podcast 2187, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Idiot's Array. All available on iTunes or makingstarwars.net. Just hit the podcast network button.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.